renunciation. It is not by mere external renunciation that one attains God. There are so many who have externally renounced and gone to the forest but have not realized Him. It is not necessary that one should externally renounce anything. It is not the outer condition that matters so much as one's inner state of mind. If we dedicate our life to God and live in His light, it does not matter where we live. We can live in the family and still realize Him, because God is everywhere, and not only in forests and caves. He is in us, with us, and all about us. To seek Him, we need not go anywhere. The examples of Buddha, Chaitanya, and Vivekananda are not for all to follow. They are rare cases in which God made them renounce the external ties also, so that they might freely serve all mankind. When God wants us to undertake such a glorious mission, by all means, let us not resist the current when it comes to sweep away our narrow limitations. Sri Krishna and Janaka in their lives have shown that even for the work of Loka Sangraha, the normal duties of life that fall to our lot need not be abandoned. To attain moksha for oneself, willful breaking off from external ties is not at all necessary. God realization is not getting away from the world, but looking upon it as a manifestation of God and serving Him in all creatures and beings in a state of perfect submission to His will. What we have to give up is the ego sense, the idea that we are the doers. God within us is the doer, the sole master of all our activities. If we dedicate all our actions to Him, we can destroy our ego sense and find our supreme union with Him. Surrender does not denote any change in the external mode of life, but a right attitude towards it. Ramdas still belongs to the world, not in a partial sense, but in totality. His beloved is not only in particular persons, but is in His full power and glory in all beings, creatures and things. Ramdas has only expanded the narrow family circle into a world family. So it is not renunciation, but expansion. God has, in His mercy, made Him embrace the whole universe as His. Ramdas' beloved dwells everywhere, as all beings and creatures in the world. Action in itself is neither virtuous nor sinful. The error lies in attributing it to our false individuality, when really it emanates from Him. So no action which we are engaged in need be discarded. All actions are to be surrendered up to Him who is the master of all actions. Possess things, but do not be possessed by them. Whenever you accept presents from anyone, take it that the Lord Himself gives them to you, and the moment an occasion comes when you have to part with them, give them away with as much delight as you had when you received them. Understand that you are returning them only to Him who gave them to you. In the same light, consider every gain and loss. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. The sense of possession is a great obstacle to the realization of God. The idea of I and mine must disappear entirely before the aspirant can find absolute freedom and peace in union with God. Verily, everything belongs to the Lord, who dwells in the hearts of all creatures and things. Attachment to any external object narrows our vision, fosters egoism, and gives rise to the false notion that we are separate from God, that is, from the universal life and spirit. The whole universe is permeated through and through with God. The visible and invisible worlds are all He. There is nothing and none but He. All is He. Such is the truth. Where then is room for the ideas of I and you, mine and yours? All are He. A spiritual aspirant need not discard woman and gold, but he must change his attitude to them. He should neither enslave them nor allow himself to be enslaved by them. He should look upon them as manifestations of the divine power. Ramda does not believe that woman is the cause of man's ruin. Man ruins himself by his foolish attachment to the body and other perishable objects of our life, thereby denying the supremacy of the divine spirit over everything else in this world. In fact, woman is the liberator of man if he looks upon her as the form of the divine mother. Ramdas worships woman as a veritable goddess and uses gold for her service in humanity.